Blackstone Publishing presents Fix, a Brood novel by Molly McAdams. This book is read by Erin Mallon and Jason Clark. Prologue. Ray. I moved through the bedroom on the balls of my feet, collecting my discarded clothes and shoes from the night before on the way to the dresser drawers. Peeking over my shoulder at where he lay unaware, I pulled on the top drawer, my face scrunching when it made too much noise in the otherwise silent room. When he rolled over in the large bed, I held my breath, dread filling me as I waited to see if he would wake. I'm sorry. 5 seconds passed. I have to go. 10. I know you don't understand. 30. Nothing. I let out a slow, relieved breath, then turned to the top drawer where I kept some clothes for the nights I stayed over. With one sweep, I had every article of clothing out of the drawer, and then I was racing toward the bathroom to grab my extra set of toiletries. Once my hands were overflowing, I tiptoed soundlessly to the living room and shoved everything into my large purse, only pausing to pull on some clothes and throw my long hair haphazardly into a bun. My gaze caught on the foreign object on my finger as I lowered my hands, on the diamond that was equally beautiful and horrific, on the ring that made my stomach drop and my breaths turn shallow. I wondered how I had let it get that far as I crept to the bedroom and up to his nightstand. I wondered if the sight of a ring on that finger would always leave me lightheaded and restless. I hadn't even said yes. Yet somehow, with dread filling me and shock silencing me, that ring had made it onto my hand the night before. He'd kissed me as if I'd screamed my acceptance, brought me back to his place, and revered me as though I'd given him the greatest gift. All the while, lifelong insecurities had nearly suffocated me until I had the overwhelming urge to do what I did best. Run. It was what I'd done for as long as I could remember. Run from relationships, run from commitment, run from those three seemingly innocent words that made me cringe. I usually had a better sense of when the relationship had progressed too far. I usually disappeared long before the guy ever got it in his mind to buy a ring, let alone propose, but I'd let myself get distracted. I vowed to never let it happen again as I studied his face one last time, unbelievably handsome, even in sleep. I told you not to fall in love with me, I whispered, the ache in my voice nearly sounding like an accusation as I slipped the ring from my finger and placed it on the nightstand. Then I ran. 1.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?